Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Diversification is an interesting word, and it is a very, very good and important word in the financial investment industry, but it is so often misused or misapplied, or maybe a better way to say it is misunderstood. Because typically, you know, if you have several stock mutual funds that are in hundreds of stocks, then you think, well, you're diversified. And really what that means is you're diversified within one asset class. And that asset class is stocks. Now, are they large cap U.S. stocks? Are they small cap stocks? Are they international stocks? Are there emerging market stocks in the international mix? There are a lot of ways to look at even the diversification within stocks. But the reality is, if you're in all stock funds, you're going to go largely up and down with the stock market. Diversification just means, you know, you're not heavily into one specific stock. What I have found is people might not be as diversified even within the stock market as they realize, because when you really do an x-ray, and I'll call it an x-ray, within the different funds that you own, how much exposure do you have to the biggest five or six companies driving the S&P 500, companies like Facebook and Amazon and Apple, that are very, very heavy in technology. So you might not be as diversified as you think, even within the stock market, but really diversification really means that you have a whole bunch of stuff in your portfolio that doesn't just go up and down together. So in other words, if one thing zigs, another thing in the portfolio zags. So if one thing like stocks are way down, hopefully they're not all way down. And that's where the diversification, as you get closer to and into retirement, becomes more critically important to reduce some of that cruel math of losses. You know, if you have $100,000 and you lose 50%, you now have $50,000, right? Well, if you have $50,000 and you want to get back to $100,000, you have to make 100% where you lost 50. And that's some very cruel math. Now, as the amount of a loss decreases in a bear market, we're going to have bear markets. We're also going to have bull markets. That's just a reality of market investing. If you reduce the amount of the downside, however, then the math is not as cruel. You know, I mentioned if you lose 50%, you have to make 100. Well, if you lose 33%, you've got to make 50. That's still some pretty cruel math, but it's not as bad as losing 50. Now, if you lose 20%, you have to make 25% to get to break even. That math is not nearly as cruel. So the idea of diversification, you own a lot of different things that zig and zag at different times. And that means, you know, if you have several things, when the market is down, that means that hopefully you'll always have three or four things. You know, if you have 9 or 10 or 11 different things, you always have three or four things that are doing pretty well or holding their own. So when the markets are sharply down, you're not down as much. Now, the flip side of that, though, is when markets boom, which they will do, then you're not going to make as much because you've got a few things that are not doing as well. So investing is all about a trade-off in risk and reward. If you don't want to lose as much in the downturn, you're probably not going to make as much in the upswing as well. But when you get closer to retirement, you don't have 30 years to wait out deep losses. It doesn't take 30 years to make up for a deep loss typically, but you don't have 30 years to wait for the stock market to work out in the long run. So diversification becomes much more important. And one of the concerns really that we've been talking about for 2 or 3 years is the concerns with the bond market has been historically the surest way to diversify against stocks as a hedge, because bonds we go back to the 1970s, every significant downturn, bonds have helped balance stocks being down. The bonds have been up. That hasn't happened this year. And the reason, one of the biggest reasons, is bonds, the interest rates have been so low, and, you know, bonds and interest rates move in an opposite direction. So when interest rates go up, bond values go down. So bonds are down double digits this year. Yeah, that's not as much as the stock market at 21%, but they have not been nearly as effective as a hedge. We're in a different investment world coming out of the last, really, 14, 15 years of economic expansion out of the Great Recession and then the pandemic, and we've had massive amounts of government stimulus, so interest rates have been very, very low. The bond market is not likely to do much over the coming 5 to 10 years. One area of volatility that is often overlooked is owning volatility. You can own volatility, meaning when markets are choppy, and especially when markets are down substantially, you've got a holding in your portfolio that actually makes money. So it helps hedge that downturn. It's like having just a little bit of insurance. There's a cost for that. So you give up a little bit of the upside, but then you've got not only some protection on the downside, but you've got a lever that you can pull, so to speak, that actually makes money. And that does two things for you. One, it helps absorb some of that. It helps lessen some of that downside impact. But the second thing is, if you make good money with that small holding, I'm not talking about a big holding, I'm talking about a small holding where you own downside volatility, then not only does it help buffer the losses of the stock market, it also gives you additional earnings that can then be invested when the market is down. And that's very, very powerful. Because markets also go up, and if you've got more capital to deploy when the markets are down, that's a good thing. Now, the other thing I want to mention about diversification, it is not too late to act. Because the last 3 to 5 years, we've seen explosive growth in the stock market. The type of averages that cannot be, if history is our guide, really cannot be duplicated over longer periods of time. And a lot of that has been government stimulus, surging a lot of that. And that's not going to continue to happen. To the opposite, the Federal Reserve is tightening monetary policy. They're raising interest rates, and they're bringing the money supply down. So it's a different world. And the reality is, though, over the last 3 or 4 years, even with this year, you're probably still got some pretty good gains in terms of your average annualized return. You could almost think of it as in the last 3 years leading into this year, you were borrowing returns from future years. And so what that means is, if you're still in pretty good shape to be able to really tighten up your financial plan, you can do it now. You can go ahead and do that, tighten up your plan, and be covered moving forward, where you mitigate the impact of short-term volatility, which is inevitable to happen. So owning some volatility in your portfolio is a very worthwhile and overlooked area of diversification.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.